court of Ecuador's National Court of Justice on Friday sentenced former President Lenin Moreno to 5 years in prison for bribery in the case over kickbacks linked to the construction and financing of the Coca-Cola Sinclair hydroelectric plant. The same sentence was handed to China's former ambassador in Quito, Kai Rengguo, and to former representatives of the Chinese state builder Sinohydro, Yang Huizhu and Song Dingsheng. The ruling is a first-instance decision and is not final. Moreno, 73, announced he will appeal, remains in Ecuador, and has not been detained. "I have not received a single cent from Sinohydro," he said outside the court. If the conviction is upheld, his paraplegia and age would mean he serves house arrest. The ruling also imposes a lifetime ban from holding public office. The court, made up of judges Manuel Cabrera, Daniela Camacho, and Julio Inga, found it proven that Moreno acted from the vice presidency, which he held between 2007 and 2013 under Rafael Correa, to favor the awarding and financing of the project. According to prosecutors, Sinohydro channeled some $76.1 million in bribes between 2009 and 2018, equivalent to 4% of the contract's value. The company Commercial Recursa, linked to businessman and Moreno family friend Canto Patiño, received more than $75 million from Panama. Of the 21 defendants, 20 were found guilty. Patiño received 5 years. Moreno's wife, Rocio Gonzalez, his daughter Irina, his brothers Edwin and Guillermo, and his sister-in-law Martha Gonzalez were convicted as accomplices and sentenced to 2 years and 6 months each. Former Coca-Cola Sinclair managers Luciano Cepeda and Henry Galarza received 3 years. Financial reparations imposed on those convicted total more than $163 million. The trial ran for 31 sessions, with 29 witness statements, 20 expert reports, and 90 documentary exhibits. Former Vice President Jorge Glas, who is serving a sentence in a maximum security prison, testified for the prosecution and said he had received calls from Moreno about the project's progress and financing, even though, in his account, those matters fell outside his remit. Moreno placed responsibility for the contract on Glas and argued that without charges against a senior official in charge of it, the bribery case has no basis. Coca-Cola Sinclair, with 1,500 megawatts of installed capacity, supplies around 25% of Ecuador's electricity demand. Construction began in 2010, and it was inaugurated in 2016. The state took delivery despite 17,600 documented fissures, and regressive erosion of the Coca River threatens its facilities. Neither Sinohydro nor the Chinese government has commented on the ruling. Top comments. Disclaimer and AMP. Comment rules: no comments for this story. Please log in or register, it's free. To comment, log in with Facebook.